So in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, on page 68, continuing with Siman Reish Shamach Beis, Lekadosh HaShabbos, sanctify the Shabbos, M'Shulchan Aruch, with a prepared table, with Sus Nikiyah, with a clean clothing, and by Gimel Sifim, there's three paragraphs. Sif Aleph, Yisam D'Shulchan Aruch, you should prepare his table, V'Yatzi HaMitis, you should spread out the beds, V'Sakrin Kol Yon HaBayis, you should prepare all the things of the house, Kedeshim Tse'en Aruch, that he should find it prepared, M'Suda, and organized, B'Vayim V'Vayis HaKnesim, when he comes back from shul. Hagar says, "Rama, v'yishulchana aruch lo yom Shabbos. His table should be set the whole Shabbos. Chinam inik, that's the custom. Ein l'shanas, you don't change. That's the Torah at the end of Simrish Beites. Mordechai at the end of Perek Kisvi. Hagar's Maimon is in the 29th parak of Masechta Shabbos of Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nalef. So he said a person should organize shulchana his table me'erev Shabbos le'lel Shabbos from before Shabbos to the night of Shabbos. Sivkat and Beis. He should spread out hamitas the bed sheyesh minalein that they sit on." And it's good that it should be spread out. Also, the bed should be made that he's sleeping on. Sivkat and Gimel. And he should prepare all the inyone advice that he should find it aruch v'chulu, prepared and organized when he comes back from shul. That's the honor of Shabbos. The Chazal says, two ministering angels, they escort a person on the evening of Shabbos. From shul to his house. One's good, one's bad. When he comes to his house, what's in there? He finds the candles lit, the table set, and the bed spread. The good Malach says, Yirotzin. Maybe the will she came to Shabbos, it should be like this for the coming Shabbos. And the bad Malach has to answer Amen against his will. And if not, it's the opposite. Chaz v'Shalom have mistake. Tovla found this is good to clear away. Kuri Achbash mehabais mebayyim, the spider webs from the house from when it's still daytime. Lenakas is a bais lechvay Shabbos to clean out the house for the honor of Shabbos. It's good to be careful regarding the night meal. Not to throw anything in the house away off the table. It means darker lechabras abayis b'davar muta. If it's not his norm to sweep up the house with something that's permitted, I assume the simush and lamazayin. Achasudizu after this meal, kedush leinam lazabayis, because then he's going to make the house disgusting, and the house should be clean all Shabbos. Bechim besud the shachar, so do it by the morning meal. It means lechab da'achikach. We don't sweep afterwards. Don't make a mess. Sivkot and daud. Rama said that his table should be prepared kol v'chulu all the day of Shabbos, and that's the minig and vein l'shanas. And it should be clean. Adlach Abdallah. It should be set until after Abdallah. Yesh Noigin. Some have the custom leash. Tim Apis al Shulchan. They have two tablecloths on the table. Mavad al Yoin. Neshalalech. Besides the one that's on top of the bread, the challah cover. Because when you shake off the tablecloth, Nimtzal Shulchan Magula. Because then the table turns out is uncovered. And you never want that. So you have two tablecloths when you take off the top one, you still have the bottom one there. Siv Bey says the Mechaber, Yishtadel, a person should attempt Shiyulei Begodim Norm L'Shabbos, should have nice clothing for Shabbos. Beim Iyev, Shalai Nav, it's not possible. L'Poch is at the minimum, Yishal Shal Pidush, Yishal Shal Klab Mate, should lower towards the bottom, Shiyarukim. So although you have it like pulled up, you want it to be long, Kamidus HaShichim, Mayish Mebesim, says Rashi over there, like the measurements of the wealthy, they have these long garments. You should lower down Begodim his garments, L'Mata, lower down, Derech covered, at least it should be an honorable way. It says in Mishpur Sivkan, hey, Yishtadel v'chulu, a person should put in an attempt to have nice clothing for Shabbos. The Chizuk says in the positive, Yishibadatoy, should honor it. V'dorsh chazal darshan, shleim abushcho shal Shabbos, kem abushcho shachol, your clothing for Shabbos should not be the same as the weekday clothing. V'toyiv shalo yilbush for Shabbos, it's good you shouldn't wear in Shabbos, mikol mashalobos b'chol, from anything that you wear during the weekday, afal l'chol, even a shirt. Mev shalo, if it's possible, toyiv shalo gam talzach l'shabbos, even another talz for Shabbos. Sivkan bov, and they should be no'im, they should be beautiful, according to his ability. Even if he's on the road by himself, stuck some hotel, or a base in Yehudim in some non-Jewish house, also wear big day Shabbos. The garments and that people make this mistake. It's not for people who see you. It's for the honor of Shabbos. So even if you're by yourself, you should wear big day Shabbos. Sevichasidim writes, "Ayikachodim yeld b'Shabbos." A person should not hold the child on Shabbos. Until he puts a blanket, a pillow on his lap. Because the child is going to get you dirty, and then you're going to have dirty clothing. You should take care not to get dirty from the baby. Sivkat and Zayin. And you should have like the garments of the wealthy, at least. If you can't change your clothing, that Hayyushim and Beisim, that is Shainim Trichim, Asag, Big Dame, and Ogats, Shimalacha. They don't have to pull up their garments from the ground because they're doing work. They let it drag down. At least do that. That make it at least in the most beautiful way. Siv Gimel. Yilbash Begodim Anoim. He should wear the beautiful clothing. Yismach will be a Shabbos. He should rejoice with the coming of Shabbos. Ki Yitzlik Kras Melchal. He's going towards the king. Ki Yitzlik Kras Chasam Kalik. He's going towards the groom and the bride. The Reb Chanina Ma'atav has continued to flam and hey Bekoi. He would cloak himself and he would go bepandim al Shabbos right before the coming of Shabbos. Vamei would say Bo you the Yitzlik Kras Shabbos Markus. Let's go out. Come, let's go out to greet the Shabbos queen. Yanam, he would say, bay kala, come bride, come bride.
Sure, in Sif Katan Ches, where's the Mechaba that says, Yilbash Vahul, that the person should wear nice clothing, Yelch Behem, and they should go with him at Matzah Shabbos until after Shabbos, Ach Abdullah, after Abdullah, not take it off before that. Sif Kontes, and Yismach Bebiya, Shabbos, they should rejoice with the coming of Shabbos. And whoever increases to honor Shabbos, him begufa him, whether with his body, whether with his garments, him achilush tea, whether eating and drinking, he's praiseworthy. I'm a Simrishman Beis, and look at Simrishman Beis where we spoke about what a person should do for food for Shabbos. Now, Bezer, and Bezer, Kaddish Makabalim, and the Kabbalists, is here, they warn very much, there shouldn't be any disputes and disagreements and fights in Shabbos, Chad Vashalom, have a mistake. But Fad Ben Nishleish, specifically between the husband and wife, Chemuch and Begin, that's obviously more good enough than Bezer, and Alkabe Hanna Betray. But those two people that have a mint about the other, they used to fight. I enjoy look over there, says the Shabbos, where we see, especially Shabbos, there shouldn't be in Machlikas. Shabbos is the Echad, it's the oneness, the unity. Simkat Yud. And the person should rejoice with coming to Shabbos, kiyotze b'chulu, like when he's going towards the king and towards the bride and groom. Ketzas Mekayim is noigin. In some places, there's a custom, lotzeis mebis haknesses lazar, to go out from the shul to the courtyard. But when they say, says the knesset gedolah, boi b'netze, let's go and go out and greet, etc. But noigin, our custom, is shemahapchim p'nei l'tzamayim, that we turn our face towards the west. Shem, when they say, boi b'shalom b'chulu, come in peace, etc. But noigin lamad oz, and the custom is to stand there, melas dugma, and to do like a form, k'meishim mekabal b'nei l'tzamayim, as if we're receiving the face of a great person. No good. The custom is shalei lekabas the Shabbos, not to accept Shabbos. Be mikabrim shchal b'Shabbos, and mikibit the falls on Shabbos. Rak sha'imir mizvishul b'Shabbos. Can Baruch Hu just they say mizvishul b'Shabbos before Baruch Hu? I follow noigim shar yomtiv kishchal b'Shabbos. Even those who have the custom on other yomtiv when the falls on Shabbos, leimer oydeis mizmoyer mishul b'Shabbos. Even those who they say some other mizmoyer because of Shabbos, but yom kippur the falls on Shabbos, then you only say mizvishul b'Shabbos before Baruch Hu. Simkot yud aleph. Okay. The Bi'ar Lacha, the Masri Sada Shulchanai, should organize his table that is in the room where he's eating. For sure he has to cover all the tables that are there. And even the other rooms also, it's possible that it's appropriate to do that. Look at El Yerab in the Prima Gadim. The Masri Bugadim, Nodim, in nice clothing, wearing white garments for Shabbos. If it looks arrogant, one should not do it. El Yerab brings a raya from the Gemara that Rabbanan would wear actually dark clothing on Shabbos. But there in his house, a person allowed to do whatever he wants to do, as long as it's not in the public eye, says the Prima Gadim. Some of the deer shoes. Dish number one, when someone buys things for Shabbos, Shabbos writes in Simrish Nun, that he should say in everything that he buys, that it's Lakabat Shabbos. Because the words a person says activates many things in sanctity. And at the time a person prepares Tzarkot Shabbos, Kabachayim writes, that whatever he does, he should say Lakabat Shabbos, and Lakayim the mitzvah, Bechinus HaShevi'u. And Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, that it's good to say on everything that he buys, that this is Lakabat Shabbos, and whatever he does, it's good to think that he's doing it Lakabat Shabbos. Dish number two, Shabbos says that you cover the beds that they sit on. Now, the chairs in our times, Aruch HaShem, they're prepared for sitting, and this halacha does not apply of covering it. Issue number three, if one did not remove the cobwebs, the spider webs from before Shabbos, till David writes in Shin Chav Ches that they're mukhs, and therefore, when people find them in the house, the Pinim Shalom Zaman is the sense that it's a grav shorei, it's disgusting, actually it's permitted to remove them. Issue number four, the Mishmur said that you should clean the house before Shabbos. This reason, the Sharatzin writes in Simrish Nun that it sources from the Rambam. The Shlob brings the words of the Rishis Chachma that it's based on Said and Remes. And he concludes with it, it's Kedai very much to hold this minik to remove the dirt from the house from before Shabbos. Dish number five, the words in the Mishmur was that Toy Li Zahar. It's good to be careful not to throw anything dirty off the table if you're not going to sweep up afterwards. Sounds like a Lashon like a Tchilim, like the Brahm, which the sources of Allah, he writes in a place that they don't sweep up the house. It's Asla Zarkas, so they didn't throw. Shulchan Aruch Rav proves that most definitely there's no Isma Kardin, Mogadim was not so precise in his words. Dish number six, if someone removed the tablecloth after Abdullah, and it comes to eat Sudas Malav Malka, which writes in Simshin, that one should go and put back the tablecloth on his table covered for that Suda, as it says in Sefer Bir Halacha. Birur Halacha. Dish number seven, now, so it's good not to wear a Big Day Shabbos, whatever he wears during the weekday, not to wear a Big Day Shabbos on the weekday, his actual Big Day Shabbos on the weekday. The Kabbalah writes, you should not wear it, and that's been run Skirelet. And the explanation is because wearing it during the weekday minimizes the covet of Shabbos. Dish number eight, now to wear a belt that he wears from the weekday, Shachanach Rav writes, name of that reason, which is source of Allah, you should not wear such a belt. That's when the Gaon was custom that he changed all his garments without any exception. Chazon Ish had the minig to change even his yarmulke for covet Shabbos. Now, to switch the shoes, Shuas Rav Ba'olam writes, that's not including the chiv to switch the garments on Kovach Shabbos. However, Kavach Chaim writes that even the Mitzvah Din is no chiv, but means Chassidus is to change it, and that was the custom of Chazon Ish. Regarding the undergarments that are close to the body, that you don't, they don't be designated for Shabbos, a special Shabbos undershirt, because Mabushi Shabbos have two different things. One is nice garments that cover Shabbos, which learned from the pasuk of Kibadidai, and halacha number two is clean garments that cover Shabbos, which learned from the pasuk of Mikra Kodesh. And therefore, dafka begadim that is honored with, for example, outer garments, this halacha would apply that there should be nice and designated for Shabbos, but inner garments which are near the body, or a shirt which is constantly covered, they don't have to be designated for Shabbos, they should just be clean. Now, garments that are designated to protect from the cold, and you don't usually get armed with them, and you don't usually wash them, they don't have to be designated for Shabbos, and you don't have to clean them every year for Shabbos. So only someone that's armed with them, then they should change them for Shabbos. He adds on that so too, there's no chiv to polish shoes. And if someone does, he's mekayem with this kavod Shabbos. Now, regarding wearing big Shabbos and Shabbos chazan, Rama writes later on, someone took off and off, that's forbidden to wear them. However, you're permitted to change the garments that you wear because of sweat. Mr. Brewer, but they bring is that the Minig Vilna, based on the Vilna Goyen, which we're being the Shabbos, and some of the Minig changed one garment, and that's how the Yaibitz did, and he writes the name of his father to wear being the Shabbos. Dish number 9, we said you should wear them until the Shabbos is still after Abdullah, and Mr. Else explains there's no obligation to take them off right after Abdullah, however. And that's as written, like a Gersha, the Baal Shabbos edition did not take off the being the Shabbos until he went to sleep. However, in the Chazanish, Stipler, the meaning was to take off the being the Shabbos right after Abdullah. Once Shabbos Chazan, Pinner Mr. Else says that you have to take off the being the Shabbos right after Abdullah, because then it's the whole head to the way being the Shabbos and Shabbos Chazan, so only that it should not see Abdullah's Bepahesia on Shabbos. So if much Shabbos after Abdullah, and that reason does not apply. You have to take it off right away. And that's been some Zaman. You don't have to take it off right after Abdullah, since you're already wearing it. But if you took it off, you know, I'll put it back on. Dishra number 11, that by Bayi B'Shalom, we turn our face back towards the west. Now, the reason why we turn our face is like we're receiving a person in Penrose analysis, and therefore, Kaman Mishbur is not that they should turn their face dafka to the west, but they should just turn their face towards where the entrance of the shul is, which is usually towards the west. If you're not in Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Rabban. Kav Chaim writes the name of the Rizal, that has turned the face, no, Dafka to the west, because that's where the sun sets. True is a commercial right that even in a place where the entrance is not on the west, however, they should turn their face still towards the west, and he adds that Lamaisa, every way that you do it is good, because the idea is that you're doing a Lekobot Shabbos. Now, the direction how you turn your face, the Mishnah writes in Simitar's interpretation of Aleph, regarding when you turn your face during the shuckling of Lulav, that a person has two ways in front of them, one to the right, one to the left. You take the right, and even if someone is lefty, you should take the right, so that's the way you should also turn back towards for Bayi B'Shalom.